Hey, this is J. August Richards, and you're listening to Rick Lee on Sonic.
How are you doing there, man?
Good. How about you?
Good. I heard that you're in Vancouver right now, right?
I am, yes.
And what are you doing in Vancouver?
I'm shooting a new series for Bravo TV called Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
What have you learned from shooting that?
Well, the first thing I've learned is that my former cohort from Angel, Marty Noxon, who is the showrunner of this particular show, she really knows how to put together a great team.
Oh.
I'm having so much fun on this show. It's just been amazing. Like for example, her writing staff is very eclectic. So there are like two young New York City playwrights on the staff, as well as, you know, a few veteran TV writers. And then one of the actors on the show is also a writer on the show. His name is Paul Edelstein. So it's been fantastic. And I've also learned that I might want to relocate to Vancouver one day.
It is so beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah. When will it be on Bravo?
In December.
Oh, December. Jay, have you been in Edmonton at all? Or what have you heard about Edmonton, Alberta?
The only thing I know about Edmonton, Alberta is that Michael J. Fox is from there.
There you go. That's all we need.
You know, when Back to the Future came out, I was obsessed with the movie, so I wanted to learn everything I could about Michael J. Fox,
Yeah. And
I learned that he's from Edmonton, Alberta, so that's all I know about it. And so, subsequently, one of the actors who plays one of my children on this show was telling me that there's a huge mall there with a water park inside, apparently.
That's exactly where you need to go when you're here.
Is that true?
Yes, that is exactly true. There is a huge water park with a lot of slides. If you know what it's
like. Children, don't steer me wrong.
Well, speaking of the 80s, you have acting credits in The Cosby Show and Family Matters. Is that right? Going way back.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That was my very first, could I say that was my first professional acting gig? I guess I could say that. Or definitely my first national television appearance was on The Cosby Show. And my first job in L.A. was on Family Matters. I've been doing this a long time. I mean, my very first role was in the third grade. So yeah, I'm just kind of a lifelong actor.
So out of all the acting roles, what's one that your surprise fans remember you by?
Good Burger. Yeah, normally it takes me a while to think of my answers, but that's the easiest answer. So my first feature film ever was Good Burger, and I had a small part in it playing the sidekick to the villain who worked at Mondo Burger. And without fail, once a week, I get a tweet saying, "Oh my God, I didn't know you were in Good Burger." And so we've turned it into a drinking game on my Twitter page. So anytime somebody notices me from Good Burger, we all drink. But I don't drink, so, you know, I drink water. How about that?
Of course, you're famous for Angel. Can you believe it's already been a decade after filming the series finale of that show?
Man, very hard to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it really feels like yesterday, but that's pretty crazy.
I guess you're getting this question a lot because a lot of people know you from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Are you on the second season or you still don't know, or is that one of the things that's a secret?
You know, I can't answer that.
Okay. I guess we'll find out when the season premiere happens then.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it true, though, that you're uninformed about future big plot developments? Like, when do you find out the script?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely true. And, you know, I found that that's the case with, you know, most of the actors in the Marvel Universe. They're very good about making sure that no spoilers get out. And personally, I like it better that way because I hate when I've been spoiled on a movie or a TV show or something like that. So, no, you know, obviously I've said before, you know, I had no clue that I was playing Deathlok until, like, days before we shot the episodes where I began to turn into Deathlok.
It's a true lesson, too, about social media. Like, never trust anything on the internet, right? That has happened to you, Jay.
Yes. Never trust internet information. It's so true. Yeah, because they steered me, not to say they steered me wrong, but there was so much talk about my character being someone else that I kind of got swept up in it for a second.
So what is your favorite Marvel movie?
The Avengers.
Avengers, by far.
Gosh, you know, I really, and I promise everyone that I'm not just saying this because, you know, my relationship with Joss, but honestly, I do feel like it was the first time where someone really got a comic book movie right, especially with so many characters. Just the feeling that you get from reading a comic book and the magic and the realness at the same time that you get from reading a comic book. I feel like Avengers captured that tone, you know, perfectly, and And then it had so many great characters in it that I think it will be really hard to top that for me as a comic book movie.
Now, are you?
I really appreciate the Dark Knight movies as well.
Yeah.
But I feel that that captured graphic novel. You know.
Are you nudging Joss, saying, "Hey, get me in the Age of Ultron. Get me in the second Avengers movie," or no?
No, I never do that.
That's good.
Mostly because I already know that Joss's vision should not be disturbed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he's got such tremendous vision and he's able to weave things together so perfectly that you're trying to, you know, influence that wouldn't do anything but make it worse.